Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series from My Cost Segregation. This episode covers a proposed regulation from the IRS in 2018 that laid out the first detailed rules for bonus depreciation under the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. Let me explain what this means for you. The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017 changed bonus depreciation rules, but the new rules were confusing. Taxpayers needed clear guidance. In August 2018, the IRS published this proposed rule. It was the first proposal to explain how to apply the new bonus deduction under the updated tax code. This rule helped people understand which property qualified, how to handle used property, and when bonus could be claimed based on contracts and placement in service. This proposed rule was important because it gave taxpayers a roadmap. Before final rules were ready, studies done between August 2018 and September 2019 used this guidance. It set the stage for how components in a building could get faster depreciation rates. The rule had three main parts. First, it defined what counted as qualified property. Second, it created rules for property that was already used before purchase. Third, it set timing tests. For example, if a contract was signed before December 31st, 2017, bonus could apply even if the property was placed in service later. It also said when self-constructed property could claim bonus. Taxpayers could rely on these proposed rules for property placed in service before the final rules came out. As long as they followed the rules consistently, their studies were valid. This was common for studies in 2018 and 2019. But here's what you need to know. This proposed rule was replaced in September 2019 by the final Treasury decision that governs bonus depreciation today. That final rule made some changes. If you were looking at a study done under the 2018 proposed rules, check if the rules used match the final version. Studies that followed the proposed rules but conflict with the final rules might not hold up. So, why does this matter? Because this proposed rule was the first detailed look at how bonus depreciation worked under the new law. It shaped how cost segregation studies were done during a key two-year period. If your study was prepared then, make sure the rules applied align with what was later finalized. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how your property's assets were classified under these rules, check the legal section of your report.